This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. European Union diplomats meet in Brussels tomorrow to consider a deal that would give Britain more control over its affairs and the EU less of said control. One of the big issues is what benefits ought to be available to people who move to Britain from other EU countries. Some Brits are worried about the current record levels of migration there as the UK's relatively strong economy draws people from both poorer countries inside the EU, also refugees from Syria and elsewhere. Nowhere in the UK is the scale of immigration more evident than in London, as the BBC's Vincent Dowd reports.
A couple of years ago, Ben Judah decided to write about the effect migration is having on London. He could see it was changing poverty, but he also suspected that wasn't the entire story. Ben suggested we meet in Barking in East London, one of the suburbs whose transformation he has chronicled.
Immigrant London is now happening really on the edge of the city, and Barking is an old white working class suburb, and this is where poverty is accumulating, out of sight and out of mind to the establishment.
Wester from Ghana is one of the new East Londoners in the book. He works as a cleaner.
When you told your friends in Ghana you were going to London, what did they say?
Some people back home think Europe, you become, you know, a rich man overnight. Because when we see your pictures on Facebook, we know you guys are languishing in riches and all that. You're just being a miser, you're just being stingy. Life is not all that milk and roses here. I had a dream of becoming a system engineer, Microsoft system engineer. I have kind of gone astray.
Cleaning is one of the jobs dominated by recent migrants. Another is caring.
In London, over 60% of the carers are migrants, and they're doing the toughest jobs in this city, basically helping the English die, living on low pay. To be poor in the New London is to be tired, often working two jobs.
Which, however tough, is the sort of job stability many recent migrants crave.
This is a street curb where guys from Eastern Europe come and tout for work. They have to haggle for how much they're going to be paid. We see white vans going past. The lowest pay I ever saw in a street curb like this was one chicken and chips for a day's work. London glows in the villages of Africa, Eastern Europe and Asia, stirring up dreams. And that dream is that if you can make it to London, you've got a chance of being transformed into something else, something much more successful.
Ben's book also uncovers success stories, such as Polish builder Mariusz.
So if I came from your hometown and I asked you, should I come to London, what would you say?
Come over. I own three companies at the moment. I've got some rental properties, I own the house, I'm very happy, you know.
Do you think your children will be English first or Polish first?
They're going to be more English than Polish.
One of the things that I'm very proud about in London, and I think is something to take a lot of comfort in and not be too worried, is the enormous amount of mix that's going on. So I think it's very important to listen to the stories of migrants and what they think about coming to Britain, because if you intend to live here and have children or grandchildren here, there's over 50% chance that your grandchildren's story will be as much of a migrant heritage as of your heritage.
The BBC's Vincent Dowd on the streets, as you could hear, of London.